He thought it was possible old Double Ugly had already gotten to Cal Tower. Maybe the ambush at the store had been Jack's idea of dessert. I guess you can't. If I can't, I guess I better goddamn retire, Cullum said with some spirit, and tossed the Yaz ball to Eddie, who held it in his right hand and ran the tips of his left-hand fingers over the red stitches. The feel of them raised a wholly unexpected lump in his throat. If a baseball didn't tell you that you were home, what did? Only this world wasn't home anymore. John was right. He was a walk-in. What do you mean? Roland asked. Eddie tossed him the ball, and Roland caught it without ever taking his eyes off John Cullum. I don't bother with names, but I know most everyone who comes into this town just the same, he said. Know 'em by sight. Same with any other caretaker worth his salt, I suppose. You want to know who's in your territory? Roland nodded at this with perfect understanding. Tell me what this guy looks like. Eddie said, he stands about 5'9" and weighs, oh, I'm going to say 230. Heavy set, then. Do you? Also, most of his hair's gone on the sides of his forehead. Eddie raised his hands to his own head and pushed his hair back, exposing the temples, one of them still oozing blood from his near-fatal passage through the unfound door. He winced a little at the pain this provoked in his upper left arm, but there the bleeding had already stopped. Eddie was more worried about the round he'd taken in the leg. Right now, Cullum's Percodan was dealing with the pain, but if the bullet was still in there, and Eddie thought it might be, it would eventually have to come out. How old is he? Cullum asked. Eddie looked at Roland, who only shook his head. Had Roland ever actually seen Tower? At this particular moment, Eddie couldn't remember. He thought not. I think in his 50s. He's the book collector, ain't he? Cullum asked, then laughed at Eddie's expression of surprise. Told you I keep a weather eye out on the summer folk. You never know when one's going to turn out to be a deadbeat. Maybe an outright thief. Or 8 or 9 years ago, we had this woman from New Jersey who turned out to be a firebug. Cullum shook his head. Looked like a small-town librarian, the sort of lady who wouldn't say boo to a goose, and she was lighting up bonds all over Stoneham, Lovell, and Waterford. How do you know he's a book dealer? Roland asked, and tossed the ball back to Cullum, who immediately tossed it to Eddie. Didn't know that, he said, only that he collects them because he told Jane Sargus. Jane's got a little shop, right, where Dimity Road branches off from Route 5. That's about a mile south of here. Dimity Road's actually where that fella and his friend are staying, if we're talking about the right ones. I guess we are. His friend's name is Deepno, Eddie said, and tossed the Yaz ball to Roland. The gunslinger caught it, tossed it to Cullum, then went to the fireplace and dropped the last shred of his cigarette onto the little pile of logs stacked on the grate. Don't bother with names, like I told you, but the friend's skinny and looks about 70. Walks like his hips pain him some. Wear steel-rimmed glasses. That's the guy, all right, Eddie said. Janie has a little place called Country Collectibles. She got some furniture in the barn, dressers and armoires and such, but what she specializes in is quilts, glassware, and old books. Sign says so right out front. So Cal Tower, what, just went in and started browsing? Eddie couldn't believe it. And at the same time he could. Tower had been balky about leaving New York even after Jack and George Biondi had threatened to burn his most valuable books right in front of his eyes. And once he and Deepno got here, the fool had signed up for general delivery at the post office. Or at least his friend Aaron had, and as far as the bad guys were concerned, one was as good as the other. Callahan had left him a note telling him to stop advertising his presence in East Stoneham. How stupid can you be? Had been the pair's final communication to Cy Tower, and the answer seemed to be more stupid than a bag of hammers. Yeah, Cullum said, only he did a lot more in brows. His eyes, as blue as Roland's, were twinkling. Bought a couple of $100 worth of written material, paid with traveler's checks. Then he got her to give him a list of other used bookstores in the area. There's quite a few if you add in Notions in Norway and that Your Trash, My Treasure place over in Freiburg. Plus he got her to write down the names of some local folks who have book collections and sometimes sell out of their houses. Jane was awful excited. Talked about it all over town, she did.